Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hundreds of thousands of people rallied in Baghdad today demanding that U.S. troops leave Iraq. The demonstration came 3 weeks to the day after an American drone strike killed Iran's top commander, who was in Baghdad at the time. NPR's Jane Arraf is in Baghdad now and joins us. Jane, first of all, describe what you heard and saw at these protests today.
Well, there had been quite a lot of fears that this would be a protest that would try to rush the Green Zone, try to storm the U.S. embassy. None of that happened. It was a huge protest, not the million people that Muqtada Sadr had called for. Sadr is the Shia cleric who organized this protest. But there were several hundred thousand, and they were all very much on message. They were chanting against America, basically no America. They wanted U.S. forces to leave. They were waving rather unflattering portraits of President Trump, and a lot of them dancing and singing and waving the Iraqi flag.
And just remind us about Muqtada al-Sadr, the Shia cleric that you just mentioned, who called for this rally. This is a name that Americans have been hearing for many, many years, but remind us who he is and tell us what he said.
So he was a young cleric in 2003 when the U.S. invaded Iraq and toppled Saddam Hussein. And then the U.S., of course, stayed. So considering them occupiers, he raised a militia to fight them. That was 2004 when the U.S. Army was fighting Sadr's forces, young kids, you know, with rifles, shooting at tanks in the streets in Najaf and other places. So now, fast forward, he is a major political figure. He's not in Iraq at the moment. He's in Iran pursuing his religious studies. But he had a message for the protesters and for the country. Let's just listen to what that sounds like. So that is his message being read. And his message was that U.S. forces have to leave, that Iraq's airspace should not be used by the U.S., that the U.N. should help guarantee this, and also other things such as that protesters should not be attacking the U.S. or any other embassy, basically charting what he feels is a way forward for Iraq that would be free of foreign forces, particularly U.S. forces.
Now, when there have been these big protests in Iraq recently, in many cases they do turn violent. Hundreds of Iraqis have been killed by security forces. Were there any clashes like that today?
So they've turned violent, more than three months of anti-government protests, because Iraqi security forces and Iran-backed militias have fired on those protesters who have been killed. But this group was told to stay within the park where it had gathered. They did not try to go to the embassy. They didn't try to go to the Green Zone. They didn't try to go to the square where the other protesters are. So all of that was averted.
Still, hundreds of thousands out in the streets rallying for U.S. troops to leave the country. We have talked about the vote that happened in the Iraqi parliament calling on U.S. troops to leave the country. Where is this headed?
That's a great question. I think the only thing that's clear is that something will change. It does not seem acceptable anymore to have even 5,000 U.S. forces in the country who are seen as having been responsible for, in some way, for killing a senior Iranian figure, and more than that, a senior Iraqi figure at the same time in Baghdad. All of that has had really severe repercussions.
That's NPR's Jane Arraf in Baghdad. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.